Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Breitbart reported on August 15. Donald Trump warned about the tremendous anger brewing in the country at a level that has never been seen before, other than during very perilous times, he said. Now, the Bible states that in these last days, we will experience perilous times. It's talking about people who are proud, haughty, headstrong, who are denying the power of God. And this includes the downfall of the United States of America, and it starts from the inside. Newsmax published the following article by Patrick Buchanan on August 16. When, how does America ever unite again? Where is a common ground on which to stand? Does such ground even exist, given the divisions in religion, race, and ethnicity, and the seemingly irreconcilable disagreements over morality, ideology, culture, and politics? Has the great experiment run its course? He's asking. The Bible says, a house divided will fall. On August 17, the Ron Paul Institute published an article by Larry Johnson titled, Is the USA Facilitating Its Own Death? And that's what he wrote. I am old enough to remember a time when the freedom of the press and the freedom of speech set the United States apart as a special place. American culture was something that the rest of the world envied. But that was then. When foreigners now consider the state of America, they see something radically different. Freedom of the press and freedom of speech are now under regular, sustained attack. Child pornography, pedophilia, transgenderism, is being touted as normal. Anyone who dares challenge these things as abnormal are tagged as racists and hate mongers. Most people in the world see this and can only conclude that the United States is in the grip of mass psychosis. And then the article concludes. The era of the United States as the supreme military and economic power in the world is over. But do we even realize what is going on? NPR wrote on August 15. A year ago, U.S. troops withdrew from Afghanistan, a chaotic end to America's longest war. But a year later, voters are more concerned about the economy, said Gallup's editor-in-chief. It's really been a very long time since foreign policy has been the factor in a presidency sort of turning sour. The indifference of many Americans regarding U.S. foreign policy is another reason for America's downfall. Winston Churchill famously said, those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. In the book of Hosea, America, England, and other English-speaking nations are compared with a cake unturned, but they do not know it. And because of their pride, they do not return to God. And it's not just the deteriorating relationship between the United States and, let's say, China or Russia. Politics Today wrote on August 16. On July 20, the European Union Commission announced its plan to provide 1.2 billion euros to support 61 joint defense, research, and development projects. This move raised questions about whether the EU states are now more willing to form a European military identity. EU countries such as France, Germany, and Italy prioritize the EU's own defense and promote the idea of an EU army. Today, there is considerable support among other EU member states for the EU maintaining its own security. And then the article goes on to say, tensions between the United States and some EU countries too fuel debates on Europe becoming a self-sufficient and self-reliant power. The distrust felt by some EU member states has a potential to resurge in the future. The EU is getting closer to a common security understanding. It will be curious to follow whether the European Union will achieve a strong security and defense of its own. Now, according to the Bible, Europe will have a powerful, independent army soon. And this will lead more to America's isolation on the world scene and to its downfall. This inevitable downfall is recognized by America's enemies as well. For instance, Breitbart wrote on August 17 that China's, the Global Times, advised Americans to regard the Kabul moment as proof they are a superpower in its downfall. With its withdrawal from Afghanistan, marking the beginning of the decline of U.S. strength. And in this context, Bild Online reported on August 17 that China is sending troops to Russia to participate in a military exercise in the East. Troops from India and Belarus will also participate, allegedly. These exercises have nothing to do with the current situation regarding Ukraine or Taiwan. But Bild Online commented, a clear signal to the United States. Nuclear powers playing war. And the Bible says that Russia, Belarus, Ukraine, and other former Soviet Union nations will unite, and that Far Eastern countries such as Russia, China, India, and others will form the kings of the East, who will be antagonistic to the West. So you see, it's all coming together. Many recognize today the downfall of the United States and what is happening in Europe. We have been declaring this for decades, almost for an entire century. But now it's coming very true. The Bible says, when we see these things happening, we know that the end is near and that Jesus Christ will have to return before we destroy ourselves. We have prepared 2 free booklets, and I ask you to order 3 copies. How can we know that Christ's return is near? And the other booklet, When and How Will Christ Return? Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.